Welcome back to Product Hunt Daily, part of the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we are looking at three launches from July 11th, 2026, and the common thread is tools that actually finish the job.
Or remove the friction so completely that the job barely exists. The top story is a genuine shift in how an AI works. Then we have a deployment tool that treats the global edge like a local folder. And a developer SDK that keeps media private by default.
Let's start with the one that topped the conversation. On July 11th, OpenAI launched ChatGPT Work, and the headline is, not a chat feature. The headline is that this is an agent that takes action.
The official Product Hunt description marks a clean break in language. It calls ChatGPT Work an agent that can take action across your apps and files, stay with a project for hours if needed, and turn a goal into finished work. It is not a conversational assistant that gives you a checklist. It is described as a partner for your most ambitious work.
And the practical implications are what matter here. The system can operate across your applications. That means you could ask it to research a competitor, pull data from your internal documents and the open web, draft a report inside a Google Doc, and then format a corresponding presentation. All of that happens while you are doing something else. You are getting the completed deliverables, not suggestions for a task.
That persistence is the architectural shift. An agent that stays with a project for hours changes the relationship from a tool you prompt repeatedly to a digital worker you set on a goal. The launch ranked fourth on Product Hunt that day, with 197 upvotes and 18 comments, which signals strong pull from early adopters who have been waiting for AI to move beyond the chat box and into actual execution.
It also raises the question of trust and oversight, but the immediate market signal is clear. Builders and product people voted with their attention for an AI that delivers outcomes, not just answers. That closes this topic.
From an agent that finishes work, we turn to a tool that makes publishing work nearly disappear. On the same day, Cloudflare Drop took second place on Product Hunt with 294 upvotes and 13 comments.
The promise is extreme simplicity. You drop a folder or a zip file into a browser window, and your site goes live on Cloudflare's global network in seconds. No account, no configuration, no command line. You get a temporary URL and the deployment remains active for 60 minutes, after which it expires unless you choose to claim it into a permanent Cloudflare account.
The 60-minute window tells you a lot about the use case they are targeting. This is not for production hosting. It is for lightweight sharing, showing a prototype to a client, reviewing a design iteration, or giving a demo without spinning up a staging environment. For designers and developers, it removes every step between a local folder and a live URL on the edge network.
And the strategy is smart. The ephemeral deployment acts as a natural upgrade path. Once a team sees how effortless it is to go live, claiming that temporary site into a full Cloudflare account becomes a very short step. The Product Hunt reception suggests the market is hungry for workflows that treat global deployment as an immediate resource, not a pipeline that requires setup.
It also changes expectations. When you can deploy by dragging a folder, the old cycle of configuring environments and waiting for builds starts to feel unnecessarily heavy, even for quick experiments.
That closes the second story. Separately, a different launch on the same day speaks to a massive structural need in real-time applications, and it took the number one spot.
Effects SDK launched on July 11th and ranked first on Product Hunt with 416 upvotes and 44 comments. It is built by Maxim Trotian and Anton Tushinsev, and its core promise is one hard architectural rule. All effects run client-side. No raw video or audio is ever streamed to external servers.
The feature set reads like a checklist for modern communication apps. The SDK provides background blur, virtual backgrounds, smart framing, lighting correction, beautification, on-screen overlays, fully animated avatars, and real-time noise suppression. Developers can add these as drop-in features to web, desktop, and mobile apps.
What makes this significant in the 2026 context is the convergence of demand and constraint. Real-time communication apps, telehealth platforms, live streaming tools, and virtual event products are all growing fast. At the same time, privacy regulations, enterprise procurement requirements, and user expectations have made on-device processing a hard gate for adoption. Sending raw media to a cloud pipeline introduces latency, bandwidth cost, and a compliance surface that many buyers will not accept.
Effects SDKL positions itself at that exact intersection of performance and trust. It describes itself as production-ready, not experimental, and the developer community response on Product Hunt, along with links to Twitter and a dedicated website, suggests a community is already forming around the idea that AI-powered video effects are only table stakes when they are local first.
The market signal to watch is whether the SDK can maintain that client-side promise as the effect catalog grows. Heavier models like realistic avatars put pressure on local compute. But the initial reception makes one thing clear. Developers want the effects, and they want them without the privacy trade-off.
That covers three launches that each solve a different kind of friction: finishing work, publishing work, and adding smart media without ever sending data away. We will be back with more on the next Product Hunt Daily.
We have been watching enterprise tooling get sharper, and Base-Skim landed at number 7 on July 11 with a very specific promise. Your organization changes, but access keeps up automatically.
That phrase alone signals the real pain point. Companies are tired of manual user provisioning. When someone joins, switches teams, or leaves, there is usually a messy app-by-app cleanup that creates security gaps.
Exactly. Base-SCM connects the workspace identity directly to the company's existing directory, typically through identity providers like Okta or Azure AD. Users, groups, and organization memberships stay current without anyone clicking through admin panels.
So, the identity lifecycle sync is the mechanism, meaning onboarding, role changes, and offboarding trigger changes in Base-Dash automatically, rather than waiting for a busy admin.
And the maker, Christopher LeChance, is positioning this as part of a broader enterprise readiness story. They already offer single sign-on, role-based access controls, and row-level security. So Skim closes the loop. Leaders can answer the question we all dread: who still has access, without creating an administrative bottleneck?
That is a real shift in expectations. For teams evaluating whether to roll out a data workspace broadly, automated lifecycle sync is becoming less of a differentiator and more of a table stakes requirement. The listing finished with 133 upvotes and 39 comments, which suggests IT leads and engineering managers immediately recognized the pain.
And the subtext matters. If your analytics or internal tools product does not integrate cleanly with a company's directory, the security review alone can stall adoption for months. So this is not just a convenience feature. It is a trust prerequisite for serious enterprise evaluation. That closes this topic.
Separately, we have something completely different but equally educational: a startup tycoon game that teaches real SaaS metrics through dark comedy.
San Fran Sim is a free browser game that takes you from a garage idea all the way to an IPO, no sign-up required. Solo maker Daniel Kempe built it, and it hit third place on Product Hunt with 268 votes.
Which is impressive for an indie educational game. The elevator pitch is: you ship features, squash bugs, hire a team, and optionally adopt a dog, all while trying not to implode under your burn rate. But the real star is the deadpan, dry-voiced announcer who narrates every poor life choice you make.
That narrator turns startup education into dark comedy. You are not just memorizing definitions of monthly recurring revenue, churn, lifetime value, and customer acquisition cost. You are actually feeling the consequences of ignoring your churn rate while the voice gently mocks your decisions.
And that is the clever pedagogical move. The metrics like MRR, churn, LTV, and CAC are not a sidebar glossary. They drive the gameplay. When you bleed cash and cannot afford your team, you viscerally understand why unit economics matter.
It is tagged as indie and funny. And that tone makes hard startup concepts accessible to people who would never sit through a business course. You might start the game thinking you will become a unicorn overnight, then realize you forgot to watch your expenses, and the narrator will let you know exactly how doomed you are.
I love that it confronts the romance of startups with the reality of spreadsheets and retention curves, but in a way that makes you laugh rather than panic. It is free in your browser, so the barrier is zero. If you want to know what failing to watch churn actually feels like, you can open a tab and suffer joyfully.
And for anyone who has been through a real startup, a few of those narrated mistakes probably hit a little too close to home.
Very much so. That closes that topic.
Shifting gears again, we move from comedic startup suffering to something built with extreme calm and restraint. A labor preparation app that does almost the opposite of what the health app market normally rewards.
Ringing in. Labor launched on the same day and finished at number 8 with 122 upvotes and 23 comments. The maker, Artur Jankowski, took the hyper-minimalist route in a space that often pushes bloated subscriptions and aggressive ad placements.
Right. The app is an educational tool focused entirely on proven breathing techniques mapped to each stage of childbirth. It is not trying to be a general wellness platform. That constraint is the advantage.
The interface uses calming visual feedback to guide breathing rhythms without distraction. And there is a strong principled stance behind it. No ads, no mandatory account creation, and core mechanics are completely free.
That zero-friction access combined with clinical grounding is what makes it stand out. Many labor prep apps either lock features behind paywalls or clutter the screen with promotions. This one removes the obstacles so that the practice itself is central.
And that matters in a context where focus is already difficult. If someone is preparing for labor, the last thing they need is a pop-up asking them to upgrade to a premium plan. Breathing in labor treats the user's attention as precious, not as a monetization surface.
The product description frames it as a distraction-free alternative, and the voting pattern suggests a real appetite for that kind of purity. People responded to the idea that an app can just be good at one thing, breathing training, and not try to own every health metric.
It is a quiet but meaningful signal. When the default market trend in health apps is to bundle everything into a subscription, a focused, free, and ad-free tool becomes a differentiated act of restraint. That closes this topic.
This is Soundpipe, a new Mac app from independent maker Chris Batarbi that creates virtual audio devices, essentially a mixing board for your system.
And on macOS, this solves a real long-time friction point. Apple's built-in audio routing is quite rigid, so if I want to send audio from a browser soundboard straight into a recording app or route a studio microphone into a video call without a chain of hardware workarounds, Soundpipe lets me do exactly that.
Right. On its Product Hunt launch day, July 11th, 2026, it hit a daily rank of 6, with 135 votes and 30 comments. It was featured across Apple, audio, and productivity topics.
So the early signal is strong and the audience is clear. Podcasters, live streamers, video creators who regularly bump into macOS audio limits. 135 votes on a single day is not accidental. It tells us the tool is scratching a real itch.
What to watch next? User reviews on stability under load, latency, and compatibility with popular creative software like Logic Pro, OBS, or Final Cut. Those will determine whether it stays a neat utility or becomes an essential part of the Creator Toolkit.
And because it works at the device level, the real test is whether it stays invisible. When we're live, you don't want to think about the routing. You just want it to work. If SoundPipe does that quietly, its position in the productivity space is quite defensible. Staying in the developer weekend utility lane. Kickbacks 151. This brings your kickbacks.ai account status, live earnings, and ad history straight into the terminal and the Mac menu bars, launched by Gabe Perez.
It reached a daily rank of 5 on Product Hunt, again on July 11th, with 157 votes and 16 comments, and was listed under Advertising, Artificial Intelligence, GitHub, and Menu Bar Apps.
That category mix is telling. It's a lightweight tool for people who already spend their day in the terminal and don't want a separate dashboard or browser tab just to check ad performance.
One early commenter, with 3 upvotes, engaged right at launch. Exactly the behavior you'd expect from a developer audience that wants monitoring to be fast, glanceable, and frictionless.
And because it's built on a GitHub native workflow, I'd keep an eye on whether it evolves into terminal-first analytics, automated alerts, or deeper 101 pipeline integration for promotion tracking. Those would turn it from a companion into a command center.
For teams running multiple campaigns, the menu bar's presence also reduces context switching, a small win that compounds when you're managing ad spend alongside code.
So both tools today, SoundPipe and Kickbacks 151, share a philosophy. Remove an unnecessary step, move the interface closer to where the work actually happens, and rely on native platform strengths rather than adding another web surface.
That wraps this edition of Product Hunt Daily, part of the Bree podcast family. Both tools we covered remind us that the most effective utilities often aren't the loudest. They're the ones that quietly remove friction from a workflow you're already in.
Exactly. SoundPipe keeps you in your creative tools without extra routing hardware, and Kickbacks 151 keeps earnings and status one keystroke away instead of another open tab. If you're building on a Mac, both are worth a test.
I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more products that shift how work gets done.